All he ever wanted was to grow, to be tall like the other trees and bend in the breeze, and then taken to town like his brothers and sisters. Every Christmas when the snow came, he'd watch the woodcutter take his siblings away, and he'd wonder where they'd gone. He'd ask the birds, and they'd tell him, "We've flown into town and watched through the windows, and we know where they go, to live in big warm houses, and to be dressed in silver and gold." "Oh, to be dressed in silver and gold," said the tree. And then one day, finally, his Christmas came. The family in the forest chose him instantly. He was just right. The woodcutter came and freed him from his roots, and the family brought him to a beautiful, opulent home with big, comfy furniture and a huge TV. They stood him in a tub of sand and hung lights all over him, lights that flashed and danced but didn't burn, and they adorned him with bright baubles and family heirlooms, and with tiny framed pictures and sweet treats. And then, at last, they dressed him in silver and gold. He stood in his new place happier now than he'd ever known in the forest. As the children danced and sang around him, he wondered if his brothers and sisters would visit, or if he'd ever see the birds at the window. Now that he would take root here in this warm, loving house, he wanted them all to see just how happy he was. But once the presents were all unwrapped, once the games had all been won, when the feasts had been finished and the hangovers began to hang, the family seemed to forget about the tree. Maybe they'd switch on his lights for a while as they watched TV under blankets and finished off tins of treats. But soon they stripped him bare and threw him in the garden shed with the tools and the cobwebs and the mice. He was confused, naked and cold in the dark shed. But the mice said, "Don't worry, old tree. You'll soon be warm enough." "I'm not old," the tree replied, and the mice giggled as they scurried away. Then he huddled in the corner, freezing and shaking, and the spider said, "Don't worry, old tree, you'll soon be warm enough." "But I'm not old," he told the spider, and then he fell into a fitful sleep in the cold, dark shed. And then, in the morning, the shed door opened, and there stood the family. "At last," thought the tree, "I'm going back to the warmth of the loving house." But they stripped him of his branches and chopped him into logs. And when they had finally finished, they brought him back into the house and chucked him on the fire piece by piece. And as the last log of him burned, as the last glowing embers of him slowly faded away, he thought, "Oh, to be a tree in the forest.